Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 60 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Authorities have identified a body found in a burned truck in Rowan County.
Greenup County dog owners are encouraged to keep their pets inside in light of recent abductions.
The National Park Service will permanently display a project by MSU faculty and students.
Governor Matt Bevin is urging the state legislature to pass pension reforms.
In sports, MSU baseball took down Alabama State this afternoon.
Taking a look at your region's weather for tonight, 40% chance of showers with a low around 42. Thursday, showers likely with a high near 51. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Friday, a chance of sprinkles with a high near 48. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Saturday, sunny, high with a near 50. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees.
A Moorhead man has been identified after his body was found in a burned vehicle in Rowan County. 47-year-old Ronald Lee Kelsey was identified by the state medical examiner after an autopsy yesterday in Frankfort. Kentucky State Police began an investigation after firefighters battling a forest fire found the vehicle and Kelsey's body. Trooper Scott Farrell says the death was treated like a homicide at first.
Well, that's the first thing we thought. It was somebody had killed him. Then after they'd done the autopsy and stuff, they realized then that it was there's no foul play in it. So they don't know if he intended to do this or if it was, you know, an accident that it happened this way.
Farrell said the forest fire was likely caused by the truck, which is where the fire appeared to originate.
Multiple dogs in Greenup County have been reported stolen this week. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Initial reports regarding stolen dogs began on Saturday, and since then there have been two more reported incidents. According to WSAZ, a man with a makeshift kennel in his truck has been abducting the dogs from rural parts of the county. Animal Control there is working to gather more information, but as of now, there is no description of the truck involved. The department is recommending owners keep their dogs inside for the time being to keep a close eye on them when they are outside, and they say it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a tracking chip implant for your animal. Anyone who sees suspicious activity is asked to contact police immediately. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
A collaborative project by Moorhead State faculty and students has earned a permanent display slot with the National Park Service. Dr. Adrian Manzi is an associate professor of history at MSU. He, along with 46 students with the university's public history program, worked over the past 5 years studying the Battle of the Crater in Petersburg, Virginia. During the research, Dr. Manzi says the group ended up getting the opportunity to do a week-long survey of the battlefield.
We worked together along with the National Park Service. We found 776 artifacts. The majority of them relate to the battle. Most of them are bullets. And then we did some analysis of the bullets themselves, and we can tell which type of weapon was used, and also looked at ranges and how far did they shoot. And that's what we made that three-dimensional map, trying to figure out those questions.
The map produced through the research is now on display at the Petersburg Battlefield National Park. Manzi says he believes people will now have a better understanding of what happened at the battle site thanks to the project.
The Moorhead State University Theater Department recently received an endowment given by MSU alumni Nelson Carpenter. Carpenter was involved with the theater department while he was a student. After graduation, he continued to support the department. Assistant Director for the Office of Alumni Relations and Development, Allison Cottle, says Carpenter worked with her department to decide how best to use his gift.
It's really an individualized process for the staff member to meet with the alumni and help them figure out how their money can make the most impact.
Carpenter gave nearly $300,000 to the theater department to help the students.
Governor Matt Bevin is sounding off on the legislature's lack of action on pensions. Bevin made comments to WKCT saying the General Assembly needs to take action and pass reforms to the state's troubled retirement system to keep the state from going bankrupt.
We've had ridiculous amounts of effort put into this. We just need men and women to step up, have the intestinal fortitude, and make hard decisions.
The legislature passed pension system reforms in 2018, but they were struck down on procedural grounds. And while no major bills have emerged this session, House Speaker David Osborne says a pension working group has edged closer to agreement.
There was considerable movement toward the middle on those issues. Now, it did not result in an end work product, but I think if we were to draw a chart of where we started on the polar ends of that issue going into that work group, we made significant progress.
Lawmakers have just one more working day to pass legislation or override vetoes in this year's regular session. As for a special session, Bevin said there's, quote, no chance he's going to pay lawmakers extra money to come in and do the job when they have the time.
Kentucky Secretary of State will see her powers diminished under a bill signed into law by Governor Matt Bevin. Under House Bill 114, Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes will no longer preside over or be a voting member of the State Board of Elections. The measure also adds new penalties for misusing the voters' registration database. The action follows Herald Leader and ProPublica reporting on allegations that Grimes had staff search the system for information on political rivals. Grimes, a Democrat, has consistently denied the charges, telling WKY that searches were carried out at the request of the media, the public, or as part of standard background checks on job applicants.
I think as folks have seen, not only from my staff, but from folks all across the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the work we do, it's to make sure that we perform the functions that the Constitution tells us we have to do, and we use the tools we need to do it. And I'm proud of the work that we've done over the past 8 years.
Grimes is term limited and will exit the office next year, but the new rules will stay in place for her successor.
School staffers in the Commonwealth are being recognized for their creative efforts to feed more kids a nutritious breakfast each school day. LaShonda Cooper is a cafeteria manager at Simons Middle School in Fleming County. She received a Rising Star Award in the Kentucky School Breakfast Challenge, a statewide contest run by Feeding Kentucky and the Dairy Alliance. She coordinates ways to give kids more opportunities to eat breakfast at school by offering a second chance option. And Cooper says she's seen the results firsthand.
So, I mean, when they come in here first thing on Mondays, they're hungry. They really are. And I think it's very important. I think breakfast is a very important meal of the day.
30 breakfast champions were nominated by colleagues from schools across the state, including at Sebree Elementary School in Webster County and Allen County Scottsville High School.
Lexington is weighing changes to its annual Thriller Parade as backlash against Michael Jackson grows in the wake of a new documentary about the pop star. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Lexington's popular Thriller Parade, featuring Jackson impersonators and hundreds of dancing zombies, has become a celebrated event since its inception more than 17 years ago. But there's a cloud gathering over the Halloween festival, following the release of Leaving Neverland, a documentary that details sexual abuse allegations against the singer. WKYT reports staffers in Mayor Linda Gorton's office are meeting with the Parks and Recreation Department to form recommendations for altering this year's parade. For now, auditions and event information for 2019 are still listed on the city's website. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
This has been your Mountain Edition News. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Nacogdoches Miller, and we're glad you joined us on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's WMKY's Leanne Akers with your sports report.
The Eagles grab another win for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Morehead State University baseball team just wrapped up game two against Alabama State. The Eagles won their first matchup against the Hornets yesterday 9-2 and came out with a win today 7-4. After today's game, MSU will be preparing for their longest road stretch of the season, starting with a three-game series against Southern Illinois on Friday. Coach Mike McGuire says he tells his guys they need to try and keep their minds in the short term.
Yeah, I mean, we're not getting too far ahead. I mean, it's one of the things that we've done a pretty good job of is just taking care of the game today. And, you know, we got Alabama State today. We need to play well. And, you know, I think we've learned that if we don't play well, we can get beat by anybody. And if we do play well, we can play with anybody. So, you know, we're taking care of this. We had a good week last week. We need to have another good week this week. And that's kind of the message.
After today's win, Morehead State stands at 16-5 on the season. The MSU women's basketball team is set to resume postseason play tonight. The Eagles are in Columbus, Ohio, preparing to face off against the Buckeyes in round one of the Women's National Invitational Tournament. Head coach Greg Todd says the team is very excited heading in.
Obviously, it's a big day for our program to be in the WNIT event. It's only second time in history, and it's just several of the girls' first time of being in WNIT. We were fortunate to go a couple years ago, so we're not only representing Morehead State and our program, but also the Ohio Valley Conference, and it is a tough matchup anytime you go play a Power 5 school.
Tip-off against the Buckeyes is set for 7 p.m. The Morehead State University golf team wrapped up their most recent events yesterday. WMKY's Cody Robinson has more.
For the fifth time this season, Morehead State men's golf claimed a top 10 event finish, finishing eighth at the Bobby Nichols Intercollegiate. The Eagles finished the three-day event, posting scores of 295, 291, and 296 to claim the top 10 finish. Sophomore Joe Mushlong led the way for Morehead State. Junior Gypsy Hutchinson led all Eagle golfers on the leaderboard as Morehead State women's golf wrapped up play at the MSU Citrus Challenge. Hutchinson finished tied for 17th to place the Eagles, registering her second top 20 finish at the event in her career. Hutchinson posted scores of 76, 77, and 78 during the event, claiming her fourth top 20 finish of the season. The finish also marks the fourth time this season in which she has paced the Eagles in tournament play, finishing atop the team's scoreboard. For the event, Morehead State finished ninth. The Eagles posted rounds of 314, 328, and 310. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson.
The Morehead State beach volleyball team has a couple days to recover before four games this weekend in North Carolina. The Eagles suffered their first loss of the season on Tuesday to number 11, South Carolina. Head coach Jamie Gordon says his team is looking forward to the challenge in Wilmington.
We're excited to have this weekend as a mix of teams that we haven't faced before, along with some familiar competition. I think both of the teams that we faced, in the opening weekend, that's Carson Newman and Tusculum, have some adjustments to their lineup. So we're going to see things that are a little bit different from the first time we played.
The Eagles face Tusculum and UNC Wilmington on Saturday and Carson Newman and College of Charleston on Sunday. Game times are 8:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. both days. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle softball welcomes Jacksonville State for a doubleheader on Friday and Tennessee Tech for two games on Sunday. Tickets available from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Cassidy Stearman, Chaz Jenkins, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock, and WUKY's Josh James. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 4:44.